Shat and Carly.
And we are so pumped that Shepherd are going to be bringing their Watching the Sky tour across regional Australia in 2018, presented by HIT. They have been killing it ever since their track Geronimo hit it to the top of the charts. And now their latest tunes as well with Coming Home are smashing it as well. And joining us on the show this morning is Amy and George. A big tour, guys. You're going all over the country, actually.
Well, yeah, I think we decided once the album went to number one, you know, we felt like Australia as a whole really got behind us. And, you know, they really supported us on this. And we quickly started to put this together and we were like, look, let's just hit as many places that'll have us. So, you know, we put a call out on social media and we're like who wants us to come to their town, and so like we tried to make it work. It's going to be exhausting, but we're so excited to go out and just say thank you to all of our fans and have a huge party with them.
Well, we're excited to have you guys, but I want to talk about the international success, not just at home, that you guys have had, because you've appeared on some pretty big talk shows in America, in particular Ellen, and I feel like even for Americans to appear on Ellen is kind of like a sign that you've made it. What was it like when you got that call?
So exciting for us. I mean, obviously it's dream come true, and yeah, a lot of exciting things were happening. Obviously Geronimo was at its peak, and I guess, yeah, to be on Ellen is just mind-blowing. I felt like we were in the TV, you know. Yeah. It was just being on the other side, you realize how small the studios are, and Ellen was super lovely to us. So yeah, it was really cool experience.
George, I want to talk to you, man, because
yes, mate.
A while back I interviewed you guys and I heard that you're a bit of a thrill seeker. Is that still the case? Are you still doing your skydiving and your, I don't know what else you're doing? You're doing base jumping or anything?
I have been known to seek a thrill or two.
Yeah.
Mate, I most recently, my latest thrill-seeking adventure was, we were in LA, and I had a free day, and so I went and searched up some cool things to do, and the Jet Propulsion Lab was one of the top answers, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And they said it was an eerie place because it was so close to the Devil's Gate.
What?
And I was like, ooh, what is it? What on earth is this? And I did some research on the Devil's Gate, and it's this abandoned reservoir dam. They used to take people up there and do like all these rituals and satanic things. And
whoa.
There's this tunnel this tunnel that goes into the earth, and they reckon that it's one of the seven gates of hell.
It's really
so naturally,
friendly listening.
Yeah, naturally, I was like, because I'm a horror movie fan.
I've got goosebumps, and I'm not sleeping for the next week. Thanks. I was not prepared for this interview.
I know. I took my drone.
Wow. Because I was just going to say, we've got an AJ Hackett here if you want to go bungee jumping. I've done it. It's amazing. But now I think jumping into the depths of hell probably don't.
Where do you go after that?
Hey, and get this. To make the story even creepier, as I was flying the drone towards the tunnel, I was like, oh, I'll get a good shot. I'm not going in there myself, obviously, but I'll fly the drone in and see if I can, you know, catch something cool. And as I was flying the drone towards the tunnel, it was like something knocked it out of the sky, and it just it just literally fell onto the ground. And I had no idea what to do because there was like a body of water in between me and the entrance of the tunnel. It was this really creepy moment. I had to go and like find a way around up the top of the mountain and climb down a ladder and get my drone back.
So, Amy, now that George has cursed the band, you guys can start.
Yeah.
I brought a strand of Amy's blue hair up with me.
Amy and the sheep.
Performed my own ritual.
It's really interesting to me that you have this side of you, because you guys are such a happy and positive band, and the music you put out, I would describe it as feel-good music. Like, you just feel good. And then I didn't know you had this dark side to you, George.
Satanic rituals.
Hey, I'm no Satanist. I just like scary movies, and I like scaring myself, and yeah, it was a fun thing to do at the time. But yeah, I know what you mean. We're all so happy and friendly, and then I'm just like this inner devil.
Well, the gig is, of course, Sunday, September 23rd at the Tanks. You can get your tickets from weareshepherd.com. And if you are up here, mate, if you do want to lower yourself to just doing a bungee jump at the reef, let us know.
Oh, okay, all right, I suppose. I've done a couple of
boring.
Them.
Boring.